97 on the Hill, Aaron Keck here with you this morning, joined in the studio by Victor Lewis to catch us up on what's trending out there in the world. Good morning. What's going on?
Good morning. Well, the funniest thing that I've got is, and I know I'm going to stutter on it, the company that makes vaccines, it starts with an M, Moderna. Moderna fired their new CFO after one day. I just think that's very funny. That's sort of old news at this point. I'm just now finding out about it. But yeah, it's funny that they hired a dude named Jorge Gomez. He literally worked the job for one day, and then his previous company, a dental product maker, Dentsply Sirona Incorporated, released a disclosure that involved an internal financial investigation. And the vaccine company was just like, never mind, you can go. It's fine.
Man, how do you... I guess it was from the previous job.
I mean, you don't bring that up in the interview process, probably.
How do you, like, get fired in a single day? That's impressive.
Yeah, yo, that's real, like, Ice Cube vibes on that one. We're going to move on from that. I promised you two topics off mic before we got going. Cocaine and hamburgers. What would you like to start with?
Whichever. I'm leaving this up
all
to
right,
you.
All right, I'm going to start with hamburgers, and we'll see how long
really?
We talk about
Fine.
This. I mean, hey, the cocaine story is, surprise, lots of cocaine, but this is a fact that I did not know about Sam Howell that has only really been talked about since he joined the Washington
UNC
Commanders.
Football star Sam
UNC
Howell?
UNC football star.
Former UNC football star.
I mean, former, now, always, forever in our hearts, Sam Howell. Has never eaten steak or a hamburger, like, in his entire life. It's not because he's a vegetarian. He just, like, doesn't really vibe with the texture slash, like, appearance of meat. I can't really say taste because he's never tried it.
Or texture, for that matter.
He's very open about just, like, yeah, I just don't like how that looks. I just don't want it. I prefer chicken. Chicken is what I like.
That's cool.
And, yeah, yo, like, all right, sure, Sam. And then it gets a little bit more interesting because it looks like he, like, at team dinners would just bring his own chicken tenders and whatnot, which is ripe for memes that I know don't apply to Sam Howell of, like, the chicken tendy eating neckbeard and stuff, but it's very funny that Sam Howell would show up for, like, a big team steak dinner and just be like, well, I brought my chicken tenders.
I brought chicken.
I brought my personal chicken.
None for me, thanks. I brought my own.
Just as a Tupperware container?
No, I'm thinking like a big old family-sized bucket of KFC. Like,
oh,
just
heck
like,
yeah.
Like old-timey 80s KFC with the red stripes and like the old Colonel Sanders logo.
Does Bucket still not have red stripes on it? Why
oh, I'm sure they do. But,
yo,
but
they better.
They probably do. But I'm sure, like, it's different now. They've changed the packaging in the last 30 years. But I'm talking about the old-timey.
Yeah, Colonel Sanders is hot now. It's just completely unacceptable.
Totally unacceptable.
Totally unacceptable.
You know what's unacceptable?
Cocaine?
The fact that you haven't told me about cocaine
okay,
yet.
Okay, yeah. So there was a train shipment that was taking coffee to a Nespresso factory in Switzerland. This train goes through, like, some checkpoints to inspect it. I mean, it's in the EU. Their borders are a little bit relaxed in between nations, but not so relaxed that your trains don't get checked. Mm. And on this coffee train, there were 500 kilograms of coke, which this is a huge amount of drugs.
Yes, it is.
When we do news here, it's just like, oh, we found 1 gram of heroin. What a magnificent achievement. This is a literal train load of cocaine.
Hey, in fairness, it is a much greater achievement to find 1 gram of heroin than it is to find 500
it's
kilograms.
It's physically harder.
It's a lot harder to locate this in the house.
But yeah, this is a crazy bust and probably will lead to some more investigations in Switzerland. If
probably.
If
the Swiss aren't like, nah, we're good.
Nah, that's fine. But it would be very funny to me if, like, a Swiss coffee factory was the big drug distribution center for most of the EU. I mean, it's a coffee factory and a cocaine factory. Don't worry about it. We got all your stimulants. Recreational legal, recreational illegal. We got them all. Come on down to the Nestle Nespresso warehouse. I just think that's very funny.
The best part of waking up.